turundusdoktor aitab.
And the case study today, it sounds like that. Hi, I would like to help a company company that produces unique kids furniture called Smart Bed. It looks like a bed, but it has many different features. At the beginning, it is possible to use it as a baby changing table. The bed can be made longer and higher, so it can be used as a table, drawers could be removed. It can be used also as a whiteboard, and the size of the bed can be adjusted when the child gets so older. The question is how to market it in a smart way. The company wants to enter Scandinavian markets, but would be more useful, but thinks that it would be more useful to be sold for the end consumer. Or the question is also what they prefer wholesalers. The problem they see is that the intermediators will eat up margin. But when selling directly to the end customer, the margin is higher. But of course, then the sending costs are higher too. The end user price is about 450 euros and costs for sending the furniture in Europe will be up to 100 euros per item additionally. And they don't either know what is the retailer markup. The manufacturing capacity is about 100 to 200 smart beds monthly. And they ask that what way would the export be most profitable?
Who starts?
You can start, Raoul.
It's so many questions in one question, and we can't discuss all the business plan for them. They have to do it
they
themselves.
Would love to hear that.
Yes, but this is not we can't do it in 5 minutes, but of course I would start with telling that if you have a multifunctional bed or whatever you have, the first thing you have to do is make a nice video. My nice video where I can see how my kid or is using it, and if my kid is growing, how they're gonna use it. Make this video, make it to about 2 or 3 minutes, and then share it in a social media, put it in YouTube and show it to people. And today I've seen it tens of times that if you're good in doing that, after getting this feedback from people from different countries, you will understand what to do, because the wholesalers and retailers, they will, and end users, they will contact you there in the social media, and they will tell you, oh, can you send it to us? What are the prices? Oh, can I resell it? I would start like that. So what are your suggestions?
Yes, certainly. I think that's a very, very good approach. I mean, we're living in an age where people are interested in ideas. So you just need to present this idea in a way that, you know, they're easily accepted and they're interested by others. So making the video and putting it on social network, it's certainly a great idea. I mean, that's the thing that any company who wants to advertise their products need to do. And sometimes you don't know. I mean, it could be that your video just goes viral and you have like a million hits on YouTube or on other social media websites. And then certainly you'll get a call from a retailer or a wholesaler. Just to add to that, the way I see it, just because I've been in the trading services for over 10 years, you know, doing this related research and things. So I just can't help notice the services aspect of it, which is mentioned here, that the cost of sending this furniture is like 100 euros. So I think certainly that indicates that if the services sector is more developed and then could help to cut down the cost on transportation, this would certainly help the manufacturer to have more business opportunities. And also, what I was thinking, this Yeah, I think I'll just stop with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was here doing some calculations and trying to understand that if they say that the manufacturing capacity is about 100 to 200 smart bits monthly, and the price or the end user price is about 450 euros, so it means that we talk about roughly the kind of the monthly sales or the monthly turnover that is about 50 to 90,000 euros. For me, it doesn't. Of course, it's good for the startup and for good for the small company, but I don't see here the money or the volume that is enough to go to the end user market in any of Scandinavian markets. So I would still suggest them to find some good resellers to do the marketing together with them, because here the question is not about the production and even not so much about the logistics. That might be a challenging, because I understand that the bed is so complicated. I wouldn't really imagine how would I assemble it at home, or are they going to deliver me the whole bed assembled already? That sounds very strange. Or then probably the price of sending it would be even much higher. So it means that probably it's easier to have some intermediators and to agree that you are still paying something for them in order to do part of the marketing, probably act as a showroom for you, so the customers can really come and really lay on the bed and really touch how does it look, how does it function, because on the picture it might be very, very different. What is the feeling when you see it? So this is the first what I see here, and of course then the logistic cost will be also lower, because if you just ship not one bed but maybe 10 or 15 or 20 every month to one company, then it will be probably less expensive than just shipping one bed. So this way would be my suggestion. If we would talk about the businesses where the capacity to produce is about thousands of smart beds, then probably it would be worth of considering if you need your own brand or not. But now with this small capacity, I wouldn't suggest that, unfortunately.
Yeah, certainly. I totally agree with you. I mean, as the production capacity will determine the money that you could spend on marketing and on brand building. But in the long run, certainly brand building and marketing will be very important. And also when the company sets the marketing strategies, don't forget about grandmas and grandpas.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. And this might, by the way, and this might be the target group where you maybe can charge more, not just 450, maybe you can charge 550. It would be a beautiful Christmas gift.
No. The parents
for a child, wouldn't it be?
Parents will pay for this sofa or whatever it is, and a grandmother will pay for a transportation.
No. It's vice versa, Raul. It's vice versa. Okay. Thank you so much for such an interesting show. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting cases. You know how we love to solve it and to bring new ideas to you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.